Morning IELTS Supplement, Monday, July the 31st, 2017. Daniel Mendoza. Daniel Mendoza was an English prize fighter who was boxing champion of England in 1792 to 1795. He was of Portuguese Jewish descent. Success. Before Mendoza, boxers generally stood still and merely swapped punches. Mendoza's style consisted of more than simply battering opponents. His scientific style included much defensive movement. He developed an entirely new style of boxing, incorporating defensive strategies such as what he called sidestepping, moving around, ducking, blocking, and all in all, avoiding punches. At the time, this was revolutionary, and Mendoza was able to overcome much heavier opponents as a result of his new style. Though he stood only 5 feet 7 inches and weighed only 160 pounds, Mendoza was England's 16th heavyweight champion from 1792 to 1795 and is the first middleweight to ever win the heavyweight championship of the world. In 1789, he opened his own boxing academy and published the book The Art of Boxing, a Modern Scientific Style Boxing, which every subsequent boxer learned from. Mendoza helped transform the popular English stereotype of a Jew from a weak, defenseless person into someone deserving of respect. He is said to have been the first Jew to talk to the King George III. Mendoza was second for Tom Millenor, a freed Virginia slave, in his fights. Daniel Mendoza's first fight occurred in 1780 when he was aged 16. Mendoza was working for a tea dealer in Aldgate. The fight was not a prize fight for a purse, but a contest to settle a dispute with a porter over his remuneration for consignment of tea. Mendoza stated that the porter, rather than charging his regular fee, behaved in a manner unfit for a gentleman, demanding twice the usual price. After much arguing between the proprietor of the tea dealership and the porter suggested that they should settle the dispute in duel with fists. Mendoza, believing that the porter was bullying his employer, accepted the challenge on his employer's behalf. The duel took place in the street outside the tea dealership in a hastily constructed ring. The fight lasted for 45 minutes, ending when the porter declared that he was unable to continue. This victory brought a small measure of fame to Mendoza. Stories of the fight spread through the surrounding neighbors, portraying Mendoza as the talented whip-snapper who had not just beaten but thrashed his larger opponent. His first boxing career was defined by 3 bouts with his former mentor Richard Humphreys between 1788 and 1790. The first of these was lost because Humphreys' second blocked a blow. The third bout sets history in another way. It was the first time spectators were charged an entry payment to a sporting event. The fights were hyped by a series of combative letters in the press between Humphreys and Mendoza. Mendoza's memoirs report that he got involved in 3 fights whilst on his way to watch a boxing match. The reasons were A. Someone's card cut in, B. he felt a shopkeeper was trying to cheat him, and C. he did not like how a man was looking at him. Decline. In 1795, Mendoza fought gentleman John Jackson for the championship at Hornchurch in Essex. Jackson was 5 years younger, 4 inches taller, and 42 pounds heavier. The bigger man won in 9 rounds, paving the way to victory by seizing Mendoza by his long hair and holding him with one hand while he pounded his head with the other. Mendoza was pummeled into submission in around 10 minutes. Since this date, boxers have worn their hair short. After 1795, Mendoza began to seek other sources of income, becoming the landlord of the Admiral Nelson pub in Whitechapel. On 21st March 1806, Mendoza returned to the ring and defeated Harry Lee in 52 rounds. He turned down a number of offers for rematches and in 1807 wrote a letter to the Times in which he said he was devoting himself chiefly to teaching the art. In 1809, he and some associates were hired by the theater manager Campbell in an attempt to suppress the OP riots. The resulting poor publicity probably cost Mendoza much of his popular support, as he was seen to be fighting on the side of the privileged. Mendoza made and spent a fortune. His memoirs, written in 1808 but not published until 1816, report that he tried a number of ventures, including touring the British Isles, giving boxing demonstrations, appeared in a pantomime entitled Robinson Crusoe or Friday Turned Boxer, opening a boxing academy at the Lyceum in Strand, working as a recruiting sergeant for the army, printing his own paper money, and being a pub landlord. Mendoza made his last public appearance as a boxer in 1820, one day short of his 56th birthday, at Banstead Downs in a grudge match against Tom Owen. Mendoza hadn't fought for 14 years, and he was defeated after 12 rounds. Intelligent, charismatic, but chaotic, he died at the age of 72, leaving his family in poverty.